I saw this ad, and I'm going to use this word because it pissed me off for so many reasons. Number one, they are using Black and Asian athletes. And when you know the statistics behind lactose intolerance, I wanted to do General Sherman and just march through some places and burn some places down. First of all, 73 to 74% of African Americans are lactose intolerant, cannot digest that crap. Up 90 to 95% of Asian Americans are lactose intolerant. 53% of Hispanic Americans are lactose intolerant versus only 30% of Caucasian Americans, meaning that we drink milk, we are going to get gastrointestinal distress, cramping, bloating. We cannot digest this crap. And then to put out these ads suggesting that somehow milk is good for athletes is pure equine excrement. I mean, it's just not true. Moreover, there is nothing, absolutely nothing in cow's milk that is good for exercise or that in any way enhances exercise performance. Amongst terrestrial mammals, mammalian milks are designed and utilized as a growth media. They are not exercise substrates or in any way performance enhancers. During the time most mammalian infants are exclusively nursing, they remain immobile. They're hiding in the bushes, or their mothers just leave them, you know, sort of hiding somewhere. They are using the milk to grow, not to run around and exercise. Actively exercising muscle primarily burns carbohydrate, but milks actually contain limited amounts of carbohydrates. And that is really usually targeted to the brain. As mammalian young become more active, that's when they begin to eat their species defined diets. And that's true even of the carnivores. While the carnivore infants are exclusively nursing, they're stuck in the den. Once they start coming out of the den, that's when they start feeding on, you know, the meat that the parents are bringing back. But when they're exclusively nursing, they're stuck in a den. They're not eating their regular diet. So this is complete crap to try and dupe people into thinking that somehow milk is some kind of exercise fuel. That is utter nonsense. And I guess you could spell that UDDER. Infants continue to nurse for a time while eating a regular diet because it helps them grow, but it is the consumed food that provides the muscle fuel and the antioxidants and phytochemicals necessary for post-exercise recovery, not the milk. There are a ton of health problems that have been associated with ingestion of cow's milk, including asthma exacerbation. And this is particularly true for African-Americans. An African-American child, 5 times more likely to end up in the emergency room with an asthma exacerbation than a white child. And we know that consumption of dairy products is intimately associated with the exacerbation of asthma, sinusitis, because of the acceleration of mucus production. Dairy products can markedly increase effect of sinusitis. And just to talk about why would that be? Again, mother's milk has a couple things that it needs to do for an infant. One, of course, is make the infant grow. But the other thing it has to do is it has to jumpstart that infant's immune system. Well, what is one of the primary ways your respiratory tree protects itself from infection? It's mucus production, because it's a mucus that traps dirt and bacteria that prevent it from getting down into your lungs or into your sinuses. So one of the things mother's milk does is it teaches or programs the baby's respiratory tree, including the sinuses, and the, you know, bronchioles and bronchial tree to ramp up its mucus production. Well, you know, that's great if you're an infant and you don't have a whole lot of mucus, but if you already have a functioning respiratory tree or sinuses, and then you over-program it to produce even more mucus, that's when you start to clog up your sinuses, you start to overproduce mucus in your respiratory tree, which it then becomes clogged up, and the inflammation causes it to spasm down, and suddenly you can't breathe, and you're having an asthma attack or sinus inflammation, and you're miserable. Ingestion of cow's milk before the age of 1 year has been associated with a marked increase in the risk of developing type 1 diabetes. This has to do with the fact that very young infants do not have their full complement of protein digesting enzymes, and that's so that they can absorb intact antibodies from their mother in their mother's milk. And so they only break up proteins into large fragments. And that's why they don't digest the antibodies, which are proteins from their mother. But what that also means is that they will break up a protein in cow's milk called bovine serum albumin, BSA, into large fragments, which in susceptible individuals will cause the baby's immune system to make antibodies that can cross-react with proteins on the surface of the baby's beta cells on its pancreas, and the beta cells are the ones that make insulin. And in those susceptible individuals, if they make those antibodies will kill all of their beta cells, and they will end up with type 1 diabetes, meaning that they will no longer be able to make any insulin. And as a result, they develop type 1 diabetes, and for the rest of their lives, they have to take insulin shots. And that's why the American Academy of Pediatrics tells parents, do not expose your child to cow's milk until they are more than a year old. Because after 1 year of age, children are making all of their protein digesting enzymes, and they can then essentially chop all ingested proteins up into their individual amino acids. And the risk of BSA-induced type 1 diabetes goes down markedly. Doesn't go to zero, because we know that there's still a risk of developing type 1 diabetes associated with the ingestion of cow's milk that continues throughout childhood, but it is reduced. But again, it's still there. So obviously the safest thing is just not to give your child cow's milk. Acne is, definitely associated with drinking cow's milk. It has to do with the hormones that are in the milk and the inflammation that is caused by cow's milk. And then there's something called cow's milk protein allergy. Recent studies have shown that cow's milk allergy is now the leading cause of allergy in children. It has superseded peanuts and everything else. And it can be really severe in a lot of kids. It can cause diarrhea, anemia from inflammation in the digestive tract that can cause bleeding can cause skin dermatitis. So the ingestion of these foreign proteins in the cow's milk is not benign. You may have even seen advertisements on TV for this new type of milk. I forget what they call it, but it's a protein reduced milk that is supposed to be less allergic. I'm like, if you got to do all this crap to this cow's milk to try and make it acceptable, isn't that telling you that you need to stay away from it? I mean, it's just idiotic that that people are willing to jump through all these hoops to try and continue to ingest something that they shouldn't be drinking in the first place. I tell people all the time, you shouldn't drink cow's milk for the same reason that if you needed a blood transfusion, I wouldn't transfuse cow's blood into you.